Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. A sheriff's deputy attempted to pull over a vehicle headed northbound on Highway 255 in Samoa today, and when all was said and done, the deputy arrested two people for possession of a controlled substance. The deputy saw a brown Nissan with its high beam lights on. The driver failed to dim his headlights, and when the deputy tried to pull the vehicle over, the driver accelerated, lost control while trying to turn, and almost tipped over before stalling out. The deputy identified the driver, 57-year-old Redway resident Richard Callahan, and his passenger, 28-year-old Eureka resident Rebecca Chapa. While speaking with them, the deputy saw a hypodermic syringe in a purse and marijuana leaves in the back seat. A search of the vehicle turned up a 9-gram piece of tar heroin, scales, packaging materials, and a stun gun. Callahan and Chapa were arrested on various drug-related charges and booked into county jail. Eureka police responded to a vehicle versus bicycle traffic collision today at the intersection of 4th and S Streets in Eureka. Officers located the bicyclist, 18-year-old Eureka resident Ratnak Sockham, lighting the roadway. They also contacted 23-year-old Arcata resident Shay Lynn Heitzman, who said that she was driving her Jeep westbound on 4th Street when Sockham rode out in front of her. Sockham was hit by the car, ejecting her from the bicycle. Sockham was not wearing a helmet and sustained a head injury and multiple leg injuries. She was transported to a local hospital and her injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. The Eureka Police Department responded to a report of a vehicle theft in the 2900 block of A Street in Eureka on Saturday morning. A U-Haul truck pulling a trailer with the victim's car had been stolen in front of the victim's residence. Officers located the U-Haul turning onto Harris Avenue from L Street, and the two suspects in the truck began fleeing on foot. The truck then rolled into a telephone pole at the corner of Harris and K Streets, as it had been left in gear. Officers took 34-year-old Eureka resident Jeff Thompson into custody at gunpoint. Thompson, who was already on probation for possession of stolen property, was booked into jail. A K-9 unit was utilized to track down the other suspect, 19-year-old Eureka resident Canyon Backhues, but he was nowhere to be found. An arrest warrant is being sought for Backhues, and anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. The final statistics from the Independence Day weekend anti-DUI crackdown are in, and overall, 7 different law enforcement agencies made 22 arrests for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The DUI crackdown lasted from the morning of Wednesday, July 3rd, and continued up until midnight on Sunday. Fire and medical personnel responded to the scene of a fatal traffic collision on Highway 197 in the Crescent City area on Friday afternoon. The driver of a Mustang and her passenger were headed northbound on Highway 197 when she lost control of her vehicle and struck a group of trees. The impact of the crash left the driver and the passenger trapped in the car with fatal injuries. Authorities arrived on scene and managed to remove the women from the car, but the driver and the passenger have been pronounced deceased. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka passed the 2013-2014 fiscal year budget on time this year. The municipal corporation budget consists of $110 million, including 275 full-time employees and 200 part-time and seasonal workers. Eureka City Manager Bill Panos believes that the city could use additional funding.
We need more money, certainly, and need to be able to do those things which the community expects us to do. We have a growing needs to our community. The community expects more and should expect more, and we have less and less funding. And so with those two things in opposition, more demand for services and less funding, we always need more funding.
Panos went on to describe the cost-cutting efforts being utilized in order to provide all the services the city needs.
We've also tried to redesign some of our structures to do that, to be able to do more with less. We went from 9 departments and department heads to 7 departments and department heads. We're starting to tighten our belt a bit. We're looking at other things that we can do to make the money go farther that we get, and we'll continue to do that as we move through the years here.
For more information about the budget, visit the City of Eureka's website. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.